Vic and Nathan with you on a Football Tuesday, a bye week for the Cleveland Browns. Not for us. We're here all week long. We're gonna do this show and talk about the Browns. We'll review different positions, kind of breaking things down on the offensive side. We'll get to the defense and special teams as the week goes on. We've got national guests joining us also through the week to get their outside perspective of the Browns, who have suddenly become a pretty big national topic of gaining attention. So John Clayton from ESPN, for instance, going to come aboard with us tomorrow. You're going to hear from Steve Wyche of NFL Network on Thursday. We'll get him on the show. And then Friday, our good buddy Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com will join us. So you're going to get a lot of national perspective to go along with the local view. And we give you that. We give it to you all. That's what our goal is. That is how we do it. And one other thing that we do, we asked you to do, is stay connected to the Cleveland Browns with the latest news, photos, videos, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com. Download our mobile app. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, at Browns, and on Instagram, at Official Browns. Check out the work of Matt Florjancic, our terrific staff writer. Check out my Carucci's Call, which is posted each day, giving editorial perspective on things. All of that, more videos galore, photos on our website. All right, we take you inside the locker room. Another member of our ClevelandBrowns.com staff, his name, Jameer Howerton, does so. And today, Jameer sits down with a guy you don't hear much about. And it's a good thing when you don't hear this guy's name called, because when long snappers are referenced anywhere, it's usually a bad thing. Go back to what this team had when a guy named Ryan Pomprion essentially had his meltdown as a long snapper. Well, the Browns have a very efficient guy named Christian Yount who does that for them, long snaps. And Jameer talks with him. Take it away, Jameer.
Christian, congratulations yesterday on a huge win to the Baltimore Ravens. What did that win do for you and your teammates?
You know, it did a lot. It's been a while since we beat the Ravens, and I think it energizes the team going into the bye week, and it was a total team effort, and it was exciting to see the team kind of come together when everybody, you know, is firing on all cylinders, and it was cool. It was fun.
When you look at the first half of the season from a special teams perspective, how do you evaluate you guys?
You know, we're always trying to get better. It's a learning, because we have a lot of young guys on the squad now, so there's a lot of learning that's taking place. But you can tell those guys are growing week by week, and it's exciting going into the second half of the season to see how, once they're starting to get comfortable and get the hang of things, how they're going to produce.
And as you go into the bye, what's the schedule like?
You know, I think it's, since we do have the bye week coming up, guys are kind of, you know, sit down and relax a little bit, knowing that we're going to have a couple days off and kind of recharge the batteries and kind of reflect on the first half of the season and think about where we're going from here.
Christian, when you look at the schedule, when you guys come off the bye week, you're going to have two divisional games back to back. So how important is it going to be for guys to get their rest, but yet and still, you're going to have to stay focused on the task at hand?
I think it'll be good. With the bye week, I think it comes at the right time. You know, the division games are always tough, especially with the Steelers and Bengals. I think it's going to be a good challenge for us. So it'll be nice to kind of step back, recharge the batteries, but you know, have that in the back of your head, like, okay, here we go. Because, you know, this is the really important stretch we have right here. And it's exciting. So I think it's going to be good.
And what is that one thing that you guys are going to want to focus on throughout the bye week as you guys recharge and get ready for the second half of the season?
Well, I know personally that I'm going to focus on consistency, just making sure that every time I'm out there doing my job. And I think a lot of guys are going to take the time to reflect and think about what they can do to personally help the team. But, yeah, I'm going to focus on being consistent, and you know, every time I go out there, just doing my job.
And lastly, what are you going to do just to get away from football for a while? What are some of the plans that you're going to have?
I'm going to sit on a beach in California and watch sunset a couple nights, so I'm really excited for that.
Well, you enjoy that, Christian. Thank you for your time.
Cool. Thanks.
Back to you, Vic.
Jameer, thank you very much. And Christian, you know, nice stuff from him. A little breakdown. You don't hear much usually from a long snapper, as we said, but Christian Yount, every now and then you give these guys the opportunity to kind of share their stories a little bit, share their perspectives. And special teams going to be a big part of what goes on from here on out for this football team. All right, coming up in hour number two, you're going to hear from Gerard Cherry. We're also going to do, after further review, our fun segment, Dave DiNatale hitting us with questions. And hit us with your calls, 216-578-0850. Hit us with your tweets at Browns_daily. To my partner's Twitter address, tweeter him.
I like, yeah, tweeter me.
N-A-T-H-A-N-Z-E-G-U-R-A. At me, at VICCARUCCI. And we got Carly McCord in here, who's doing all the tweeting of the show's information. She's putting together the content that's going to be on ClevelandBrowns.com, and I highly urge you to check out the site a little later today, where she'll have like a summary wrap-up of the whole show. So, very popular feature. Chris Tabor walking
special
by.
Special teams coach.
Special teams coach.
Apropos.
Just as we had his long snapper on, so he gave us a little wave as he's gone by.
That's right.
People wave to us.
They do.
We're
they
here
like
in
it.
This.
In the dog bowl.
In the dog bowl, this glass dog bowl of emotion. Vic and Nathan. And ESPN 850 WKNF.